Curtain Call by Attila Kalamar. In 1979, my Aunt Eva, Cousin Tibor, and I got permission to go on a two-week boat cruise on the Danube River that would take us out of Romania and through the Iron Curtain. Obtaining permission for such a trip during Ceausescu's reign was very difficult, especially for a 17-year-old. We left my hometown of Miercuri Arciuc in the middle of April, just as spring crawled up the Carpathian Mountains of Transylvania. After an 8-hour train and bus ride, we boarded the boat at the river port of Turgu Megurele. The first leg of the trip included stops in Belgrade, Budapest, and Bratislava in Czechoslovakia, before leaving the Iron Curtain. On the fifth day, the boat arrived in Vienna. We were scheduled to dock for 2 days. We spent the first day going to various individual stores and shopping centers. I could not believe the difference in lifestyle on the other side of the Iron Curtain. At the time, I remember thinking that the people on this side had everything and we, on the other side, had hardly anything. On our side, we had to stand in line for flour and cooking oil. Whenever a line formed outside the small gray stores, we joined them, because no matter what they were selling, we knew we needed it. I even had a tooth pulled without Novocaine because the dentist couldn't get the drug. I was overwhelmed by the abundance in Vienna. I saw a guy drive a car with a bicycle strapped on its back, and I could not figure out why he bothered. It seemed like having a hang glider on the back of an airplane. It didn't make any sense to me. After a long day, we returned to the boat. But overstimulated, I had a hard time falling asleep that night. Something felt wrong. Did we deserve to live in relative poverty on the other side? Were these people better than us? I wanted to understand, but I couldn't. The next morning, we found out that some fellow passengers did not come back from the shopping excursion. Instead, they took the golden opportunity to escape. The captain of the boat collected our passports to discourage the rest of us from any similar ideas. After breakfast, we got on a bus for a sightseeing trip to Schönbrunn Palace, located outside of Vienna. I still had a restless feeling inside me during a ride that I could not shake. The beauty surrounding me was powerless against this feeling. Something was wrong and needed to be corrected. When we got to the palace, our group lined up to enter the building. I found myself last in line, and as we climbed the stairs, I noticed a bathroom just inside on the left. Swiftly, I walked in alone. By the time I finished taking care of some personal business, the entire tour group, including my aunt and cousin, were all out of sight. This was my golden opportunity, the moment my life changed forever, the moment of my rebirth. I knew that once I left, there could be no turning back. This was a one-way ticket to a new life. With 10 shillings in my pocket and the clothes on my back, I walked out of the palace and through the front garden. Then I kept walking for hours to put some distance between me and my old life. When I stopped and the adrenaline wore off, it hit me. I was alone in a place I didn't know, and I didn't speak German or English. All I knew was that I wanted to make it to America, and at 17 years old, nothing was impossible. Today, I live in America, and I have a bicycle on the back of my car. Life is good.